down in the garden.
I thought I'd find you here.
Well, I'm picking some tomatoes for our caprese salad. That'll be served with some vegan buffalo mozzarella cheese that we're going to make today.
Well,
hop on down here and pick some and put some in your mouth. They're really great.
You have so
just
many.
I know, they're so good. Different
so
kinds.
So many of them.
Mm. They're so sweet. There's some really red ones over here, too.
Oh.
Aren't they good?
Oh, those are so good. Mm-hmm. We can just eat out here.
We can. We're just do the whole show right out here. We don't need to go in and actually
wonderful.
Cook anything.
Just, this is fantastic. Them.
Okay, but we got some work to do, so let's go on in.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Miyoko Shinner, vegan chef and author of several vegan cookbooks from Northern California, United States. Welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we're going to learn how to make salad caprese, a traditional Italian dish from the island of Capri. I used to go to parties and they would serve this beautiful caprese salad, which consists of tomatoes with basil and fresh buffalo mozzarella. But I've been a vegan for so many years. So what did I do? I came up with my own recipe for buffalo mozzarella, which is going to be the star of our salad today. That's what the
great.
Tomatoes that we picked are for. Are you ready to make it?
Excellent.
Okay.
I can't wait.
You'll need these ingredients. 2 cups of raw cashews soaking in water, 1 tablespoon of agar-agar powder, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of xanthan gum, 1/2 cup of Rejuvelac, which is a probiotic. In addition, the caprese salad represents the Italian flag. So we want all the colors of the Italian flag, which are green, white, and red. So we've got basil, freshly picked tomatoes, and of course the buffalo mozzarella.
Great, let's get
started. Okay, all right.
Okay.
I have 2 cups of raw cashew nuts right here soaking in water. So I'm going to drain these now.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm going to start out. I've got the 2 cups of soaked cashew nuts. They go right into my blender.
Okay.
And then I have something called Rejuvelac, which is a probiotic. It is made from sprouting grains and then just sort of letting them ferment. So they have it has lots of really friendly bacteria, and it's good for you. You can make it from just about any kind of grain, rye or oats or brown rice, quinoa, just about anything will be a base for Rejuvelac. And this is going to help our cheese ferment and give it that sort of real cheesy cultured flavor. So I'm going to put 1/2 cup in here. And then we're going to take about 1 teaspoon of salt. This is xanthan gum. And if you add xanthan gum, though, the cheese gets kind of stretchy and gooey, which is, you know, it's one of the attributes that people like in cheese.
Right.
So you can, the more you add, the gooier it gets. We're going to add about 1/2 teaspoon of xanthan gum right there. Okay. All right, we're going to just puree this for a minute until it's really, really creamy and smooth. All right. Okay, so now what we have here is a very, very creamy, smooth concoction. And we're going to put it back in the bowl that we just used to soak the cashews. Is let it sit at room temperature overnight from anywhere from 8 to 24 hours, depending on the temperature of the room, and just let it culture. We're going to let the probiotics sort of grow, and it'll help develop flavor in the cheese. I've already got some made up right behind me on the counter. Okay, so I made this yesterday. Wanted to have a little bit of character, but not be too tangy. So you have to kind of taste it, you know, as you go along.
Okay.
Maybe taste it after 8 hours. If it's not quite there yet, then you let it sit for longer. And this is the mixture I made yesterday, which has had a day to culture. And it's a lot thicker, as you can see. Look at that. You can see sort of air pockets that have formed. It's cultured. It's fermented. There's live yeast in here. And so it no longer tastes just like pureed cashews. It's got a lot of flavor, that cheesy flavor. It's the cultures that have, you know, the friendly bacteria that have allowed to grow and thicken the cashew.
So this is cheese that will help your digestion.
It will help your digestion.
Love
it's actually
that.
Good for you.
Great.
Yes, yes. Not slow it down.
Great, love that.
Yeah. Okay, so now we need to thicken it because it's still a little bit thin. So what we're going to do is add 1 tablespoon of agar powder, agar-agar powder, to about 2/3 cup of water, Always put your agar in cold water so it doesn't form threads immediately. And whisk it really, really well so it dissolves. All right, then we're just going to let this cook for a couple of minutes, and we're going to stir it as well, too. Okay, so take a look here at the agar. It's been cooking for about 3 minutes now, and it's really, really thick, and it's bubbly, but you can see that it's basically dissolved now. So when it gets really thick like this, don't worry about it. It's fine, as long as it's bubbly like this. All right, so now that we're ready to add the agar to this and make cheese. This is the fun part. This is the part I get really, really excited about, because in a minute, this is going to transform into these little balls of buffalo mozzarella. Here we go. Pour the agar into the cheese.
Even the chickens are getting excited.
Yeah.
They can't wait.
We have pet chickens. Okay, here we go. All right, now it thickens up almost immediately. And this is really fun. Now we're going to take an ice cream scoop like this, and we just form little balls, which we drop into an ice bath here. Just like, you know, when you buy buffalo mozzarella, it comes in water, packed in water, and that's how you preserve this as well, too. After you make this, you can keep it in the refrigerator for about a week or two, but you have to make sure it stays in water. And they just need to chill for a few minutes.
How did you come up with this concept? It's so creative. When I look at it, I'm astounded that anyone did. How did you come up with this?
Ah, well, this and many other recipes you can find in my new book that's coming out next year called Say Cheese, Vegan Alternatives That'll Make You Smile. And all the recipes are based on culturing products such as soy yogurt and nuts and all kinds of things. And I've got all kinds of recipes, Gruyere and cheddar and so many other things. Cheeses that melt and pour and ooze and are creamy and luscious. So while the cheese is forming, we're going to get the rest of the ingredients ready, slicing the tomatoes and all of that.
Great,
all right, then we'll be able to eat. Okay, we're almost ready to put the salad together. I've got my tomatoes, pile of basil. And let's check on the cheese. Ready
Can't
for this?
Wait for
okay.
That. Yeah.
All right, get my hand in there. Look at that. Does that look like buffalo mozzarella?
Incredible.
Get all our balls out of here. All right, let's slice these up and see how they look.
It even cuts like buffalo mozzarella.
It does. Yeah, they're soft. But firm enough, so you have to be careful that you don't crush them. You use a nice sharp knife to slice them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you need to take them out within those 3 to 5 minutes, or they can sit and chill for longer. It's not, no problem?
No problem. You can, in fact, you want to keep them in water to store them, because if you don't, they're delicate enough, if you pile them up, they're going to get crushed. I serve entire cheese platters, and people have no idea, just regular people, not vegans or vegetarians. They just think it's just the regular stuff, which is what you want. And that's really what I enjoy doing is applying vegan techniques to classic dishes and making them vegan. I think we have enough there. Let's get started here.
Great.
Okay, all we're going to do now is layer alternately the cheese and the tomatoes and the basil. So. How about you help me? We sort of alternate together. You want to do that? You
this
do the
is cheese.
That's
got it.
Okay, I got two departments. There you
two
go.
Two colors of the flag and I've got the white.
Okay.
This looks really
Doesn't this look beautiful
exactly
already?
Like
I know.
Salad caprese.
And then we're going to drizzle it with a little bit of fine olive oil and some balsamic vinegar. And you can make this into a caprese sandwich as well, too, which is fantastic. You know, not just a salad. But you can serve this between some sourdough bread or a panini.
And this is just the perfect consistency.
Isn't it? It's not too soft. It's not too firm.
No.
Tomato. Yeah. There we go. Okay, let's get the rest done here. Cheese. Basil. Tomato.
Wow.
Doesn't that look beautiful? I think we're done.
Finito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a little Italian there. All gosh, right. So we're going to just sprinkle a little bit of sea salt.
Okay.
And then a little olive oil, some extra virgin olive oil.
Mm.
And some balsamic vinegar.
It's beautiful.
And you know what? You can take this and put it on your pizza as well. It won't get really stretchy and gooey, but it kind of melts like a ricotta, and you can have a really wonderful vegan pizza as well. So it's a very versatile cheese.
And it's kind of high in protein, being that it's made from cashews.
That's right. But of course, it's low in saturated fats. It's mostly monounsaturated.
Right. And then you get your probiotics.
You get your probiotics, and there's no cholesterol.
You get to have your cheese.
That's right. You get to have your cheese. Yeah, it is. It's a great day. All right. Are we ready to eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, the moment we
give it a try.
Oh, Miyoko, that's incredible.
Isn't it cheese like? The texture. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's more creamy than I thought. Mmm.
Not bad, huh?
No one would know. Mm. They would just ask where you got the cheese from.
That's right. They would not know. That's right.
Unbelievable. No, and when is your book coming out?
Now next summer. Summer of 2012.
Can't wait that long. Something like this ought to be able to have a lot of people who formerly ate cheese start eating this.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Well, thank you for watching today's Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your family rejoice in infinite happiness. If you enjoyed my buffalo mozzarella in the caprese salad today, I hope you'll check out my book, The New Now and Zen Epicure, which has a whole host of other recipes that veganize classic European fare, from beef bourguignon that's been veganized to paella and all sorts of other delicious concoctions. Also, check out my website, www.miyoko.com, that's spelled M-I-Y-O-K-O.com, where you'll find tips, recipes, and other videos on vegan delicious cooking. Thanks so much for watching today.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.